Okay, we have something rather special to share because there was an amazing achievement with one of our after-school clubs at Michael Faraday School this week. I have five members from the Michael Faraday Dance Club. So, ladies, if you'd like to introduce yourselves.
Binta,
Kirsty,
Adoyin,
Cleo,
Olivia.
That's wonderful. We have Binta, Kirsty, Adoyin, Cleo and Olivier, all from the Michael Faraday Dance Club. A bit of background information first. So, Binta, which of our teachers gives the expert dance knowledge?
Zoe.
Okay, and Kirsty, and so how often do you normally practice?
Once a week.
And Adoyin, let's think about how did you get involved in Zoe's dance club?
It's because we auditioned for the dance club. So Zoe picked out people from each class to be in dance club.
Okay, and Cleo, we've been working towards something really, really quite special. So what took place yesterday, please?
Yesterday we went to Crystal Palace's National Sports Centre and we performed in the Shake It Out Festival for the Youth Games.
Wonderful, so much information. Perfect, Cleo. So it was the Shake It Out Festival, part of the London Youth Games. Olivier, I'm really quite interested. So it was quite an achievement to be selected. Why or how was Michael Faraday School chosen for this?
Because we videoed us and sent it to them.
Yeah, all London schools were asked if they'd like to participate. Binta, how many schools were picked?
10.
So only 10 schools in all of London and Michael Faraday School was one?
Yes.
How did it make you feel when you found out that you'd been selected to perform?
Well, it was very exciting for all of us. Some of us actually started dancing at home and some of us went to Zoe to have some extra time to practice because we really wanted to get in.
Yeah, so there's an awful lot of commitment for the Michael Faraday Dance Club. So Kirsty, if you can speak through on the day itself at Shake It Out, talk us through what happened. So you arrived and then what did you do next?
So as soon as we arrived, we settled down. And then when we finished settling down, we just done some gymnastics. And then after, the lady that was doing the dance festival, she said, would Michael Faraday like to come up on stage? And then after we went on stage and performed, then after that we had our face painting done. And then we went to get some water from the water fountain.
Okay.
And we went and we also done some boxing and then it was our turn to go to dance to the VIPs and then we performed to everyone else again.
Wow, that was a busy old day. You got an awful lot of things fitted in. So Adoyin, when you were performing, how many songs did you dance?
One.
But was there other songs that were being done by the Michael Faraday Dance Club or just the one song in total?
One song in total.
And what was the music that you danced to?
Better When I'm Dancing.
And Cleo, I have very, very little knowledge of dance, you'd be surprised to know. Can you describe what kind of style was it?
It was a mixture between modern hip-hop and classic. Because sometimes we had to point our toes and sometimes we had hip-hop moves and sometimes people did flips and stuff.
Okay, then a final question for Olivia. So when you're performing, when you're actually on stage, how did you personally feel?
Quite scared and nervous.
But then when it finished, what were your feelings then?
Happy.
Like a sense of pride that you've represented the school so well. Okay, that is wonderful. We have some wonderful photos that we can share and each member of Zoe's Dance Club can take those home. But I'd like to thank Binta and Kirsty and Adoyin, Cleo and Olivier for explaining a little more about the Shake It Out Festival. And yeah, hey guys, well done, because you were selected. You were selected out for only 10 London schools, which is brilliant. All right, bye-bye.
Bye.